Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I thought when Golden State beat the Rockets in Game 6, they won more than just Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They won because Draymond Green made a lot of plays down the stretch. They won because Sean Livingston stepped up. They won because Kevon Looney stepped up. And that's how the Trailblazers are going to win games and win this series. It can't just be the backcourt. And in the fourth quarter, we were starting to see that. Myers Leonard played some huge minutes down the stretch, including hit the big three that put Portland up by 8 with 4.5 minutes to go. And all the little things that Portland didn't do in the final 4 minutes and the little things Golden State did is why the Warriors are up 2-0. Steph Curry's brother, Seth Curry, had a great game. He had a bad turnover after forcing a turnover. I think it was against Andre Iguodala, threw one into the stands. That little play mattered. C.J. McCollum missing 2 really good looks from 3. Mm. One up by 3, one down by 1, one up by 5. Those were huge. That can't happen. If you're going to pull off an upset in Golden State, stuff like that can't happen. And Draymond Green was able to make every little play and big play down the stretch, whether it was a few alley-oops to Kevon Looney, whether it was finishing on a pick-and-roll from Steph Curry that put them up by 3. And the Warriors flat out executed him, out-executed him down the stretch. And C.J. McCollum, who was such a hero in Game 7 against Denver, just didn't make his shots in the final few minutes of this game. And there's your difference, and that's why Portland's down 0-2 in this series. Mm.
Sweep in your mind or no?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll win a game. Maybe they'll win a game. Actually, I'm starting to think about it.
And Durant's out at least until Game 5, right?
That's what I saw. Well, that's what they're saying. And Steve Curry even said it's more serious than they thought. And does it matter, though? Because what's clearly happened over the last 2.5 games is that this team relishes the opportunity to prove their greatness without Kevin Durant.
Do you give Milwaukee or Toronto a better shot? Well, obviously, you give them a better shot. You think that makes a difference, though, without Durant?
Well, Milwaukee's always the team that has the best chance
right.
to beat them.
No,
so, obviously,
that.
Kevin Durant
that.
Gives them a better shot. Debating are they better with or without Kevin Durant
well, no,
is crazy.
Can't be.
Because
can't be better. No.
You're better when you have a great
sure.
player. It's just that it's obvious. And Andre Iguodala is a great example. Andre Iguodala has played awesome over the last few games. I know his box score last night doesn't say much, but every big play. How about the big threes he hit in Game 6? He has clearly stepped up since Kevin Durant went out. And Steph Curry's playing like one of the best players on the planet since Kevin Durant went out. So you've got guys that are clearly just elevating their game, while when Durant is there, clearly Steph Curry doesn't have to elevate this game on that level.
Right.
But the most amazing thing about Steph, and by the way, who was it, Minko, who said he would take Anthony Davis over Steph Curry? Did he actually say that? He said that? Mink, I hope you watched last night. Steph Curry is probably underrated now. That's what's happened. I can't believe I'm saying that. He has become under-freaking-rated because when Kevin Durant walked through that door, we all said, he's the best player. And he is.
Oh, yeah.
But did we forget how freaking awesome this guy is?
Well, I mean, I think that's what it took for him to remind everybody how good he is. I mean, the guy's won 3 championships already. He's probably the greatest three-point shooter of all time. In all due respect to Reggie Miller and Ray Allen. He's probably the greatest. Yeah, no, I'm saying that. And you're right. I mean, you forget just how great a player this guy is.
How about this stat for Steph Curry? Are you ready for this? Listen to this stat. Digest this stat. He has made 79 consecutive free throws in the postseason in the fourth quarter and overtime.
Wow.
He has not missed a fourth quarter or overtime free throw since 2015. That's Steph Curry.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. Right, of course. Just the playoffs.
That's money free throw shooting.
That exists.
No, of course.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Of course.
But I did want to give credit to Myers Leonard because he played great down the stretch. He had a little jump shot. He hit that three that put him up by 8. He had a couple of blocks. He was setting screens. And he ended up playing the big minutes down the stretch of this game. We never saw Enes Kanter come back into this game. So he played really well. Damian Lillard tried to take over. You saw him try to kind of exert himself as the alpha male, but look, you're going to pull off an upset in the Bay Area against the Warriors. You're going to have to do everything right. And C.J. McCollum just wasn't hitting his shot late. And the Seth Curry turnover, and it was actually a steal against his brother, now that I think about it. He actually picked off his brother, and they were up by, I think they were up by 8 or 6 at the time. So they had a chance to extend the lead, and he threw it away. You know, it was just a bad turnover. But the Warriors were able to come back. They made their free throws down the stretch, including Steph, who got fouled on a three-point shot. It was a legitimate foul. Damian Lillard came in on him, gave him no spot to land. And, of course, Steph made all three of those free throws.
And they haven't lost since Durant went out, have they?
That is correct. They have not. They closed out game 5.
Yep.
Remember, it was a three-point game when Durant went out.
Right, right.
They won game 6 in Houston, and now they've won the 2 games at home. So they are 3.5-0 since Kevin Durant went out. And I think the number is now 30-1 in their last 31 games when Steph Curry plays and Kevin Durant doesn't play.
Wow, that's pretty. That's very impressive.
And that's why it's not that they're better without him. That statement isn't fair. They're not better without Kevin Durant. But clearly they relish the opportunity to show their greatness. And that shouldn't be a surprise because they were great before he walked through the door.
Yeah, that's true. They won a championship without him. They won 73 games the following year without him. They, you know, probably if Green doesn't get hurt, maybe they probably beat Cleveland.
They do.
So
they do beat Cleveland. You know that.
Yeah.
They do beat Cleveland. Yeah. As great as LeBron is, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well.
And this isn't, you know, saying, oh, I've heard from Kevin Durant's cousin who thinks this. I'm going to use logic right now, just basic logic. Logic would tell me that if you were Kevin Durant, Joe, you're him. You'd say, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, no, he's leaving. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He's gone. Now, whether he's coming to the Knicks tonight, I don't know, but I think he's definitely gone.
Because just
that
logic,
I would agree with. He's not staying there.
If you're a human being.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Who's a competitor.
Yep. Klay Thompson will stay there. Durant's leaving.
Look, Klay's a part of the fabric.
Yeah, that's my feeling on it.
And that's
Durant's
just,
almost like he was a hired gun for a couple years.
And to see what they're doing without you.
Yeah, of course.
When they easily could have at least struggled.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Which to me, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Knicks fan, but it makes the Knicks situation even more appealing because now you go there and win.
Yeah.
You know, look, oh, well, you went to Golden State, you won 2 championships. Yeah, you were the MVP and all that and the finals and all that. But, you know, this team doesn't need you to win.
Clearly.
You know, whereas you go to start winning with the Knicks, well, now it's a different world.
And I think, and I've thought this all year, and we'll see if it ends up happening. I don't know.
Right.
The NBA, things are unpredictable at times. I've always thought Milwaukee would give Golden State their best fight, and I think they could beat them. I really do. I think they could beat them. Are they going to?
I'd be rooting for them. I'll say that.
Yeah. Are they going to get that chance with Kevin Durant playing? I don't know at this point because yesterday you started to get that hint that they don't know when he's coming back, that this calf issue is more serious than they thought. So forget this series because they clearly can win this series without him. And who knows? They could beat the Bucks without him.
Maybe.
They could. I don't know.
Well,
but the question is, are we even going to get to find out? Like, is Kevin Durant going to come back at all? So it's fascinating to follow, but the Warriors have just clicked a button almost in the ability to step up without him. And they got a scare yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
But the Trailblazers, and I have great respect for what they've accomplished, what Coach Stotts has done, what Damian Lillard has done, what C.J. McCollum has done. They just, you can't make those kinds of mistakes that they did down the stretch and expect to beat the Warriors. So, right now, do they win a game in Portland? Maybe they win one, but, I mean, this is not
No. They're not winning a series. I mean, that's no doubt about it. No doubt.
Unless another guy gets hurt. Unless Steph goes out with an injury.
Yeah, well, that's something else again.
But Steph Curry is reminding the world.
He's pretty good.
I'm good.
Yep.
I may be the second best player on my team when everybody's healthy, but I'm really, really good at basketball.
He is that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.